You don't even have to have like a sad story or like a difficult journey for any of us to think that you're worth listening to. It's about you as a barber and your skills and what you're passionate about. It's as simple as that. You know, if you've got a collection that you've worked really hard on, or you want to start working on collections, or you've got an idea for a subject matter, or we've started making a really long list of people that have contacted us for quotes for like our editorial features. You know, it could be about trends. It could be about how best to keep your clippers clean and, you know, like that. And I don't want to keep asking the same people that these questions every issue. So we're like, oh, that's a new voice that we haven't heard from. I was just speaking to a barber this afternoon who just, you know, they said the best advice, business advice they ever got was by going to events, speaking to people, realising that you're going through the same problems or someone's got some advice for you. So I really would say, as much as a lot of stuff is happening online at the moment, go out there and meet people.
Physical being, yeah.
Go and talk to people. With Modern Barber, you know, if someone wants to be featured and wants their voice heard, I'm always willing to do it. Everybody's got something to say.
Yeah, not everyone wants to hear it.
Not everyone wants to hear it. Usually from me.
A bit of a discerning ear. Welcome to The Noble Barber. This is a podcast for barbers by barbers, cutting through the crap of the industry. We all want to know how our businesses can run better. I want to talk to people who've done it, messed it up and got it right second time round, and can tell us the way that you and I can make our businesses better. Welcome to another episode of the Noble Barber podcast. I'm here today with Sian Jones to talk about, well, the Modern Barber. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
We're now kind of 20-odd, 15, 16, 17 podcasts in, and in almost every single one, either off or on camera, we've had a conversation about the Modern Barber, and it's just lovely to have you here finally.
I hope they're all good conversations.
Well, they are. And I think that's been the astounder for me, that, you know, it's just gone leaps and bounds to really promote and show what barbering is all about now. You know, I know the clue's in the title, but, you know, it is about modern barbering, you know, and what's going on out there.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's our goal. I guess with it being the Modern Barber, I think that means so many different things. Mm. So we're always trying to cover every base, every barber, every type of barber. So, yeah, it's nice to hear that people are noticing it and that they're happy with it. I think we're always, we never kind of stop to look up and think, okay, right, how is, you know, we always want to better ourselves and make sure, you know, even though the last one was great, what did we miss this time? So,
but for the, you know, for the guys I'm encountering now, the quality and the aspiration to be involved with the magazine is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does have that great feedback and that great urge. And certainly after this year's Salon International.
Yeah.
Were you guys pleased with the stage?
Yeah, we wanted it to be even bigger and better this year, and I really believed that it would be, and that the barbers would turn up, and they did.
Really did, didn't
they? You know, we have like the little barbering area at Salon, and I kind of knew that it was going to be even better this year, and I was so happy. The sad thing is that Salon's so busy that I just want to spend all day standing in the barber stage and you know, talking to everyone. That's the best bit. I get to meet people, and that sparks more ideas for the magazine and just the conversations that you can have. So, even this year, it's going to be hopefully 10 times better.
Wow.
But yeah, I loved it in, what year are we in now? 2023. I loved it last year.
Yeah, no, I was trying to meet you last year, and I watched you move from one stage to the other, and you must have had about 15 conversations in less than 100 metres.
Yeah.
And I think I dropped you an email afterwards. I think I gave up being one of the one of the hordes.
Always come and talk
but
to me.
But the positive, you know, even just there, everyone was loving it. There was a real excitement and a real kind of connect that it was speaking to the audience, which is really nice.
Yeah, I'm pleased. I think we also, this year, we had Natalie Cresswell and Rob from Novo Cabello doing hair replacement, and that was massive this year. And I'd said, you know, she'd proposed doing it on the stage, and some people weren't sure how it was. And I was like, it is going to land. It's going to be, you know, because that's what is, you know, you see it on TikTok and it is really resonating with people in barbering and hairdressing. And that was one that I remember I'd said it was going to do well. And then I remember peeking behind the curtain backstage and I was like, it is packed. Like, wow. And I knew it would be. So,
well, I think that's it. I mean, that's one of them that really does go well on TikTok. You see the befores and all. I mean, it's astounding.
Yeah.
And they're such a nice couple as well. They're, yeah, you know,
nicest people.
They're so far away. I keep trying to get them up on this. But I know. We've not managed it yet. I'll get them. I will have them at some point.
Oh, you should. They're so lovely. Yeah, yeah.
And are you seeing, because how long have you been with Modern Barber? What's your journey been?
My journey is not steeped in the hair industry. So that's why I always feel like I'm constantly learning from everyone. I've been at Modern Barber for, it'll be 2 years in a couple of months. It still feels like it's been about 2 weeks. So I don't know if I can use the excuse of being new anymore.
Yeah,
it's been a real learning curve. And I think that's, you know, even with the magazine, I think the first 18 months was just finding out the names in the industry, like who I should be speaking to, but then also wanting to find out for myself who I saw that was interesting and who I wanted to include and make sure there was new faces, and as well as with, you know, the probably more well-known voices in the industry and get that mix. But yeah, I was, so I've been in journalism and publishing straight out of university, written for all sorts of publications. Started out in, you know, doing freelance writing for TV magazines and things, and then really went into children's magazines.
Oh, okay.
So CBeebies type titles and right, writing about dinosaurs for kids, big highlight for me. And then, yeah, kind of, you know, strange pathway to barbering. And then, yeah, started at Hairdressers Journal and Modern Barber. And someone said to me when I started, once you're kind of in hairdressing, you're either in it for a bit and then you leave, or you love it and you're here forever. And I think it's got me now. So yeah, that's it. I just loved it straight away. And it's the people. Mm. It really is. Like, obviously I'm really passionate about writing.
But you've been very good. Yeah, well, you know, I'll just call it as you. I'm not going to give it to the rest of the magazine. I'll leave it to you to deal with your team when you get back. You're going to take all the credit. But no, you seem to have been really good at not just rerunning the kind of the handful of big names that have been floating through the industry for the last kind of 10 years, and the same product brands. It does seem like you've been open to the kind of, you know, to be part of the kind of changing, and you see some really good young barbering companies coming through and appearing and being shown.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I don't want to leave those people behind either, because they're so, I mean, they've been vital to me learning about the industry, and a lot of people have been, you know, really took me under their wing when I started. But it's finding that balance and those fresh voices. And I think people who have probably been in the magazine a lot and in the industry for a while, they want to hear those voices because they want to know what's going on with people in the industry as well. So yeah, it is finding that balance, and that's really exciting. But it is nice to catch up with the regulars as well.
Yeah, no, of course.
But yeah, I think
it does seem to be it does seem to embrace the kind of the newness of our industry, which I know is, you know, hundreds of years old and all that kind of stuff. But in the kind of the last decade seems to be the bracket that everyone holds up as being this era of barbering.
Yeah.
And a lot of it are these younger companies that are appearing, doing something different or out there. And you seem to be, you know, quite enthusiastic to, you know, applaud them and bring them up.
Yeah, I think, I mean, in any industry, you want someone to give you a leg up or open a door for you and give you a chance. I mean, I know I certainly did. You know, I've been doing this for 10 or more years now, and, you know, I didn't know anybody in publishing or journalism. You know, I had to do it all by myself, and it's thanks to the people that, you know, gave you a bit of work experience. And that's the same for me with Modern Barber. You know, if someone wants to be featured and wants their voice heard, then I'm always willing to do it. Everybody's got something to say.
Yeah. Not everyone wants to hear it.
Not everyone wants to hear it. usually from me.
A bit of a discerning ear.
But, you know, I think, why not? If someone's trying something and putting themselves out there, then why not? The sad thing is that I just always feel like I never have enough pages in the magazine, enough issues of the magazine to do it. And, you know, I really genuinely try to include everybody that contacts me. Mm. And if not, then, you know, we've got our website. So, yeah, and it is me and a whole team of people who are constantly listening. And we get excited as well when those people contact us. We think, oh, they're doing something cool. And, oh, that's someone new to talk to that we haven't.
Seems to be the thing that I'm talking to. I mean, I've developed, and I always say this on here, that I've developed a brilliant habit that I love, and I'm hoping doesn't upset people. I wander into every shop I go past because I want to know that I'm speaking to lots of barbers about lots of things. And a lot is that kind of the younger ones that are wanting to show what they're doing, wanting to create stuff, wanting to be involved. Is access to your magazine that straightforward?
Or if not the magazine, me directly, because there's a few of us that do. I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, who monitors the inbox? And I was like, it is me. when I'm watching TV at night. It's not a big operation. You can email me, email the other girls in the team, or literally just DM us. Mm. Slide into my DMs, guys.
You must have a kind of element of these things tickle you, because there must be a huge amount of stuff that's kind of samey. I think a lot of people have a story they think's brilliant and they're not all brilliant. Is there a way of making it framed better?
No, I think actually for us, you don't need to like give us a big pitch. Okay. Straight away, because I don't want someone to feel like they have to, you know, give a big story for me to notice them. Like, you know, you don't even have to have like a sad story or like a difficult journey for me to think that you're worth, or any of us to think that you're worth listening to. It's about you as a barber and your skills and what you're passionate about. And it's as simple as that. You know, if you've got a collection that you've worked really hard on, or you want to start working on collections, or you've got an idea for a subject matter, or you just want to, you know, we've started making a really long list of people that have contacted us for quotes for like our editorial features. You know, it could be about trends. It could be about, you know, how best to keep your clippers clean and, you know, like that. And I don't want to keep asking the same people that these questions every issue. So we're like, oh, that's a new voice that we haven't heard from. And that's a barber from somewhere, you know, in Scotland or whatever, you know. Doesn't matter what your story is. And then, you know, just start a conversation with us. Mm. And then you're kind of in my mind then. And I think, oh, you know, I don't have someone for this. You know, we have our regular features. I don't have someone for this. And they've done a few quotes for us. And maybe they'd be quite interested in talking to us about, you don't have to tell me your big story. It's just get in touch.
I guess that's
know that you're interested, that's all I need, because we'll put stuff on Instagram to say, you know, do you want to be in this feature or that feature? So really, we want you as much as you want to be in the magazine.
I guess that's what we're doing day in, day out, is building relationships, and it's just reaching out and trying to make the same sort of thing with the media. And
it's like someone might say, how do I get onto Noble Barber? I'm sure you'd say, just ask me.
Yes. I think that's it. I mean, I think there is, we find when we're kind of deciding what we're doing with this, you kind of start making a bit of a wish list, and then you're always concerned that you're missing a vital component because it's not in your line of vision. And I think, you know, and I'm a barber, so that's, you know, I'm used to being behind a chair. You know, so when we're doing this, to see it laid out is a different mindset for me. And I want to include as many bits as I possibly can.
I think as much as we say, you know, drop us an email or send us a message on Instagram, the best conversations I've had with people and the best ideas that have been sparked are the ones where I've met people at things like Salon International or award shows or different barbering events, even events that brands have put on and people have come. And, you know, we've got Barber Connect this year, and that's not, it's not a plug, but it is, if you go to these things, if you network at these things and you meet people, even if you don't meet me and it's not an event that I'm at, it's not an event that Modern Barber's putting on. If you go to an event and you meet someone else who through somebody else might be in more in touch with us, or, you know, I was just speaking to a barber this afternoon who just, you know, they said the best advice, business advice they ever got was by going to events, speaking to people, realizing that you're going through the same problems or someone's got some advice for you. So I really would say, as much as a lot of stuff is happening online at the moment, go out there and meet people.
Physical being,
go and talk to people.
And that's what, you know, certainly I've discovered the community. You know, and again, over the last couple of years, you must have been inundated with it. The community is really amazing. Our barbering industry, you know, I think the hairdressing industry was maybe always seen as a little bit, you know, more like that already. The award ceremonies, the competitions have been running on a grand scale for quite a long time, and that community was there. But the barbering community, I think, is astounding. I love it. I've never felt so welcomed. With everything I do. And aside from this, just going to any event, everyone always makes me feel welcome.
Yeah.
And I do go to an annoying amount of anything. I go at the opening of an envelope. And I've now found that I've got team members that are like, oh, no, I can't do Tuesday. I'm like, it's all right. And I'm really happily pootling around on my own. And I always do run into it. It is a great community out there.
I think the community, from my perspective, did that for themselves. You know, when you say like hairdressing was all about the awards, they made it clear that they wanted awards and they wanted to, you know, feel that kind of recognition. And, you know, the awards started long before I joined the magazine, and people obviously listened and were like, all right, like, let's
do it. I don't know if it's me or if it has happened. It just seems much more kind of buffed up, the award now.
What, the Modern Barber Awards? What do you mean buffed
up? No, it just seems to be everywhere. It seems to get out more. It seems to be spoken about more. I don't know if anything's changed or if it's just on my radar so I'm more aware of it. But it just seems to be really quite a light.
I think I'd say at Modern Barber, since I joined, I knew what I wanted to do with it. So it might be that, you know, we want to show it off, and we want to shout about it.
And you've added great categories.
Yeah, we've added some new ones this year.
And I think that's been really, that's definitely seems like you're listening to the industry.
Yeah,
or definitely. Looking at the industry.
Yeah, the industry definitely tells us what they want.
Too right.
But also it's where the industry is going. And also you can look at the hairdressing side and learn from it and think, well, you know, why shouldn't there be this category in barbering? And, and you know, it makes sense. So, but yeah, we want, like, I think we had the awards a few years ago and barbers wanted it to be bigger. And so that's probably why it's around more. You know, we've thrown everything that we can at it.
It does. It seems proper.
It's a good night.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, no, it's a very good night.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just nice, like I said, like to be in the room with everyone and catch up with people. It is like meeting up with friends and also making new friends, and yeah, it's a good laugh.
Yeah, well, it's not bad seeing 2 years ago you were talking about dinosaurs.
Yeah, different. I mean, I am a dinosaur nerd, but yeah, different times.
No, I love it. Yeah, so no, I mean, I definitely feel the competition has been a huge thing. It definitely seems to be accessible. Everyone I speak to is like, oh yeah, no, we've entered, oh, we finalist, oh, we've made it to the nomination. And I think getting that buzz feels like it's a kind of proper recognition for the work that barbershops are doing out there.
Yeah, and I think even the process of entering, I've spoken to quite a few barbers who have entered and not necessarily won, and the process of entering is still really nice because you don't often sit and take stock of what you've achieved. And, you know, winning obviously is nice, but even just doing that and being like, oh my God, you know, I have done all this. So
no, we entered a few and did exactly that. And it's fascinating that actually the amount of times you sit down and talk about the bits that aren't working or the things that have gone wrong or things you want to do. And that was really interesting to sit down and with the gang to kind of go, okay, so what about this? Oh, that, oh yeah, oh yeah. And the kind of buzz around the room of us just talking about
what we've been up to, what we've done, how that reflected, and what elements they wanted to put in for.
That was
I completely agree. I think that application is, it's nice to just sit down and kind of go, we are really quite good, aren't we? Because I think a lot of barbers and hairdressers, but yeah, certainly now with barbers, they seem to be more than a shop.
Yeah, I think it's about your brand, but it's also about your culture and your environment that you create in the shop. And that seems to be really important to barbers. And it also seems to be about kind of changing the mold of them being quite intimidating spaces. From what I can see, everybody wants them to be places where you feel welcome, but also where you want to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, you go and get a haircut, but you kind of want to stick around for a bit. Yeah.
No, it definitely feels much more kind of clubby and embracing and you know, I keep coming back to that word, that kind of safe space, but that place that, you know, I think in salons we've always had, you know, old hairdressers were like therapists, and that phrase kind of has resounded for decades. And not so, you know, with barbershops now, it definitely seems like it's gone that way. Men, you know, it feels like a place men want to talk to their barber and feel safe and happy, and, you know, and with the kind of age of mental health that we talk about, that barbershops definitely seem to make that place.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people doing a lot of great things for mental health in barbering. That was probably when I started working at Modern Bar, that was the first thing that really struck me, was the amount of mental health issues for clients and barbers, I would say, but also the amount that the industry is doing to support each other and the awareness of it. And there's a lot of people doing a lot of work in their communities and also there's, you know, things like LGBTQ+. There's so much stuff that's happening in barbering to make these places safe for people and welcoming. And that, I honestly am amazed by the some of the stuff that people
take on. I think it used to be the kind of the church and the pub were the kind of cornerstones of the community, and now it feels much more like it's the barbers, the salons, the coffee shops is where it all happens.
I
think it's amazing. And again, you know, you must have seen the last 2 years. Yeah, I guess the Barber Collective is something that we've been aware of. But there's so many other things, the layers and layers of people reaching out and being involved is amazing.
Yeah, it's almost, there's too many stories to tell. Which is a good thing and a sad thing sometimes.
Well, I've just been reading a lot, obviously, regarding the Salon Employers Association, who have obviously pushing changes in taxation for salons and barbers and so on, which I'm sure you've covered and been aware of. But it was only going through that the kind of sub-story in there was this, you know, 50% of members are talking about closing down or having to shut down their businesses. 50% are suffering some sort of mental health issue where they're finding the ownership of these businesses so stressful, no sleep, getting depressed. And that's the, you know, that's the industry. And it's just amazing what's gone on out there.
They're just, it's an industry that's been left behind, which is really sad. And it's also the industry that I see is doing the most that they can for each other and their customers. And that's what makes it really hard is, you know, how do you have the energy to get up and fight for yourself, fight for your business, fight for the industry? That's where we always feel we're probably trying to do as much as we can, but can you ever do enough? I mean, you've got people haircuts for kids and, you know, why should, you know, that's amazing, but why are we having to give free haircuts to kids?
I get it. I think that's exactly it. I mean, I think the kind of compassion and the empathy from our industry is astounding. And, it'd be interesting how Toby and the rest of the salon employers actually get on with this to give owners a bit of support.
And as much as we can support that, then we will continue to do so, because, I mean, they're the guys that are putting in the hard work.
They really are. And that's the bit that, you know, let's lighten it up a little bit more. that we, you know, the community is great. The creativity is amazing. And now the kind of crux that we're seeing now is young people joining the industry, the education, the access, the apprenticeships, and so on. And you've managed to kind of, you know, the circulation of your magazine's doing well. It's on everyone's lips. And this is supposedly a point where our industry's possibly at its most broken, where more people are working self-employed, less companies feel they can afford apprentices, there's less training. You know, if you look at it in paper, this is an industry that's starting to die off because mm-hmm. we're not passing on the skills. But as a magazine, as a publication, everyone's more excited, more vocal, more in tune. We're not broken, really, are we? How does it feel? Do you have this conversation with groups of barbers? Is education something that's worrying us?
It is worrying people. I think it's access as well. Mm. I've been speaking to some of our young raw talent finalists and winners who are going to be in the magazine because, you know, we talk about the industry a lot, but they're the ones that are coming up in the industry. Mm. And there's that same excitement. They like the freedom of barbering and, you know, you get to be yourself and, you know, they, some of them really love the self-employed model and there's lots that they love about the industry, but a lot of them said, it's so hard to get into barbering. And that really shocked me. I thought, why is it so hard to get into barbering? And it was a lot of them did say once they were in a shop, the bulk of their education really then, or their skills really then improved. Sure. And there's nothing better than having an apprenticeship and working in a barbershop.
But this is the problem. A lot are doing some sort of, I mean, I just had a guy that we've just met who gave up 10 years of, you know, working in the city to retrain and become a barber. Just the enthusiasm that came off him. I came away, I was like, I want to go back to the shop and do some haircuts. You know, the kind of energy and enthusiasm that came off him. But, you know, even he said, you know, he set something up at his home. He's doing a day a week or so in a store. But getting that access that people aren't wanting to train, it's like, well, you can't do clients, you can't generate income.
Yeah, it's kind of a chicken and egg situation. Mm. They go to colleges because they can't get apprenticeships. And but then the shops are criticising some of the education standards or the quality of the education in colleges. So then they come into the shop and, you know, they're not happy with the skills. Some people are not happy with the skills that they've got. But they're like, you know, I couldn't, how this am I supposed to I show get better skills if I can't, if I don't have a chance? And yeah, a lot of them have, I was really surprised that almost every one of them said it was really hard. One of the guys I spoke to wanted to be a barber when he was leaving school and couldn't, and that was like 10 years ago, and couldn't get an apprenticeship. And he's now just kind of in his 30s and thought, I've just got, like, what if? I've just got to do it. And he's loving it. Mm. But I thought, like,
it shouldn't be that hard.
Why? Yeah. Like, that's, yeah, it's, that really, really surprised me. And I think it is hard for a lot of the younger ones, or not even the younger ones. I mean, I spoke to somebody who was in our student category, a really brilliant guy who was a lorry driver for 20 years and wants to be a barber. So he's doing that a couple of days a week, I think, and hopefully wants to one day be full time. But they know that they need to build their profile on social media now. That's what everyone keeps telling them. But they're also really scared because people are very, you know, social media can be a scary place. Yeah. You put up your work, you get a lot of critique and sometimes not so critiquey and just nasty comments.
Yeah, no, it's not safe.
And it seems like a really, really scary thing for them now because you want to build your brand and your profile. And, you know, people that are doing that now that have been in the industry for years, I'm not scared. I'm not thinking, are my skills good enough?
Yeah.
You know, you've kind of got the, you know, the goods, but yeah, the younger generation can't get into it, and then you can't build your profile because you're too scared to put your stuff online. So I do feel for them.
Yeah, no, I think it is. It's really, and that was why it was really lovely to have this, you know, to to meet Liam to talk about him coming into it. But, you know, he was, you know, it was a possibly wanted to do it at 17 and then went into it at 28. And that level of energy and enthusiasm is definitely good for the industry.
Yeah, definitely. And I think he probably brings a lot of experience. I mean, what would you say? He worked in the city.
He works in sales and stuff. Yeah. Listening to him, he's like, well, yeah. I went out and built my client. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably don't have, you know, you've got some, I guess, you know, you don't want to speak for somebody, but when you've got a bit more life experience, it's,
yeah.
And when you're doing like a, you're having a second go at a career, that's exciting when yeah. you can.
No, you can yeah. see it on them. I think it's,
yeah.
No, it's fantastic. And then I guess really the, can we talk about Barber Connect?
Yeah.
What's the story? What's going on? What's happening? What's the future?
Oh, it's all happening at Barber Connect. So we're launching early Feb, so this will probably be out by then.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll have a modern barber stage this year. So much like at Salon International, independent barbers, which will be really exciting. Got some great acts already confirmed. And then we're really... We have a focus group that we've launched at Modern Barber now. So just a group of about 15 barbers that we speak to regularly just to say, you know, are we getting it right? And they said, you know, there needs to be an emphasis like there is at Salon on the hairdressing side on business and education. So we have a business stage.
Oh, fantastic.
And we're going to have our barber sessions, which is, they said, you know, the stage is great, but you can't get up close. And obviously with hair, you want to kind of get in there and ask questions. So we're going to have some smaller pods with some barbers, kind of half hour, 40 minute slots where people can get up close. There'll be a host, ask questions. So there's going to be a lot happening, which I'm really, I mean, the guys at Barber Connect, we're working really closely with them. They're so lovely. And they've really supported Modern Barber, with the putting together, Barber Connect. Yeah, it's been a really pleasant experience taking it on, and everyone's so excited, that we want it to live up to their expectations. Yeah. But we thought we wanted to just like bring a bit more. And then Sunday evening, the 23rd, I think it is, we will have the Modern Barber Awards. So it's all going to be happening in Telford in June. So
the Barber Awards finish soon, don't they? When's the closing date?
Closing deadline is in February. I would go to the Modern Barber website for the definite date. But yeah, so people should get their entries in now. And yeah, come and see us at Barber Connect, though. It's free.
And Barber
Connect's
June.
There's loads of education.
Is it June?
It's June 23rd, 24th, Sunday, Monday. There's just, yeah.
Has that just doubled your workload now, is that?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, do you know what? It's really fun. Like you say, you know, people want to get in touch with us, and there's people that are going to be on stage and that I'm approaching to be on stage that I've only met in the last few months. So yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
And new faces?
New faces, yeah. New and old, but yeah. Lots
I'm
of
certainly
new.
Not saying throw out the old.
you don't want any old barbers now.
Well, any at all. I'm keeping my group in there without a doubt.
It's going to be a good mix of old and new, and I'm really excited. Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah,
well, it's been so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I think the nice bit for me was I have definitely found, just reaching out to you and getting you to come on this, you do respond to your emails and your DMs. So do get in touch. And like I say, I think keep up what you do. I mean, the quality is astounding. I'm just loving it, and all the gang are, and like I say, all of our guests do as well. So massively appreciated.
I should take them out for a big drink with that compliment.
But thank you so
much.
Really
lovely
to meet you properly.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for watching this episode of The Noble Barber. If you liked it, please do like and subscribe. If you've got comments of what we should be doing in future, please give us your questions and we'll try and find an expert to talk to. Or if you're the expert and you want to come on here and help, stay in touch, we'll get you on. Come and join us on the sofa. We good? Perfect. Hi, welcome to The Modern Barber. No.
That's not right, is it?
Yes, it is correct.